I think it's open. Yeah. Check, check. Is it good? Sorry for that. Good morning. Sorry for the long passage.
我们今天的这段经文是蛮长的。
I was reading and I kept adding verses to the text.
我一边读，我一边在我的讲道里面不停的加经文。
So that's kind of the reason why we have so much words. But I want to first of all say congratulations and praise God for Brother Wu Yi and Sister Kathy.
虽然今天的讲道很长，但是我首先要先再次祝贺吴一弟兄和Kathy姊妹今天受洗。
And even more importantly, we praise God for His resurrection.
当然更重要的是，我们在这边赞美，因为主的复活。So
let us first bow our heads in prayer.
让我们首先低头来一起祷告。Father
God, thank you so much again for this morning.
天父，我们为今天的早晨来献上祷告。Thank
you that Lord, you have conquered death.
主啊，你已经战胜了死亡。That
you are victorious.
你是那胜利者。And
because of this, Lord, we now know that we have a hope.
因为主啊，你的复活，我们今天才有盼望。We
know that you are our advocate, standing at the right hand of our Father in heaven.
主啊，你在我父的右手边，在为我们代祷。And
we just thank you so much for that.
我们为此而献上感谢。Thank
you for the joyful celebration of knowing, Lord, that you are always there.
主啊，我们为我们所知，你永远在那儿保守我们，而一起来庆祝。And
Lord, we pray that you would be with us for the remainder of this morning service.
主啊，我们一起祷告，为你在我们当中的同在。Bless
this time of your word being shared.
我们求你保守我们这段的时间，所以你的话语能进入我们的心中。I
just want to thank you, Lord, for all those that you have invited or you have brought here today.
主啊，我们也谢谢你把那么多的人带到我们当中来。
Some people here are old faces, like people we know for many years, but others, there might be new faces, and we just want to thank you for each person.
虽然带我们当中很多是我们非常熟悉的面孔，也有一些新面孔，我们为所有来到我们当中的人向你献上感谢。So
Lord, this is your time. May you work mightily.
主啊，这是你的时间，求你的圣工在这边工作。Okay,
Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
So today is one of the most important days. Well, I think it actually is the most important day for Christians.
今天是对于所有基督徒来看，他们生命中最重要的一天。
Because usually we talk about sin, we talk about all the negatives, the strong negative stuff, but today we talk about the hope.
平常我们经常谈到一些比较消极的，比如说讲到罪的问题。What
is that hope?
但今天我们讲希望。
Yeah. What is that hope of the gospel?
那这个福音给我们带来的盼望是什么呢？
And what I'll say today, what I invite you to kind of consider, is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is perhaps the most important miracle from which Christians set all our faith, all our hope is placed on this fact.
我需要建议强调的是说，主耶稣基督的复活就是所有我们基督徒所盼望的奇迹中最给我们带来盼望的这样一个神迹。And
you have to understand, this is really important because all four of the Gospels in the New Testament, the Bible, speak on the resurrection.
我们必须看到它的重要性，从这样一个角度，就是福音书的四本福音书都谈到了耶稣基督的复活。And
today we're going to look at Matthew's description, which is one of the most direct, most very descriptive descriptions of the resurrection.
那我们今天重点是要来看一下马太福音里面，因为对于耶稣基督的复活有特别直接的描述。And
because it's about the resurrection, this miracle, this is also the biggest factor to why many skeptics, many non-Christians may disagree and wonder about this miracle.
也正是因为这个大奇迹，耶稣基督的复活，所以许多非基督徒，甚至那些怀疑者们，常常在这个问题上做文章。And
I think two questions come up, so you have to think about these two questions.
我现在问大家两个问题，你们一起来思考。What
really happened there?
第一个问题是说，那一天确实什么事情发生了。
And what is this resurrection all about?
那第二个是呢，说耶稣基督的复活意味着什么？Okay,
for the Christians here, you need to know an answer to this. Because if a non-Christian or someone that doesn't know Jesus asks you about this, you need to have a valid reason for it.
我想劝勉弟兄姊妹们，你们对这件事件需要有很好的了解，因为有一天如果非基督徒的朋友问到你的时候，你需要有很好的答案。Because
part of the answer, what you give as an answer, it's either you believe this and you give your whole life to it, or you have no idea, then what are you believing in?
如果你所给的答案你自己都并不真正的相信的话，那你所信的是什么呢？
And I like to think of it as like a fact, like the gospel. It's like a fact, like the gospel. It's like a fact.
就是说就像是这个福音的一个事实。
And you know, I've said this before, but if it's good news, if it's gospel news, then it's news that will change your life.
如果这是一个福音，就是真正的福音的话，那这个福音会改变你的生命。
It's not information that you hear that doesn't really affect you.
并不是一种什么消息，你听了以后对你生活、生命没有什么影响。
For example, this morning I woke up and I read about in Kenya, hundreds of Christians were murdered, or hundreds of people, not just Christians, but specifically Christians, were murdered by terrorists.
我今天早上起来注意到一个新闻，就是在肯尼亚有几百个人，其中很多基督徒被这个恐怖分子给杀害了。
Even if you don't want to really care about it, it doesn't really affect you, but it happened.
如果你对这个新闻，这件新闻毫无疑问讲的是一种事实的发生，但是如果你不关心的话，这个对你生命没什么影响。
But what I share today, and what I've been sharing before, is news that does affect you.
但今天我所分享的，我在以前也分享过的，是一个消息会影响到你的生命。
And it happened before.
它是在以前发生的。
So you could say, oh, I don't want to believe it, but it did happen.
你可以说我不相信它，但是你必须要认可它发生过。
And I always give the example, but I think this is such a good example. It's, hypothetically, if I was married,
我给你一个例子，就是说，假设我已经结婚了。
And you need to pray for me about this. Okay?
我希望大家继续为我祷告。
But if it was to happen, God blesses me with, my wife says, you know what, comes to me and says, hey, you know what, I have crazy news.
就是如果说神给我祝福的话，我妻子有一天跟我说，我有一个非常让你会疯狂的消息。
I'm pregnant.
我已经怀孕了。
Then it's news, right?
这是一个消息。
And it changes your life.
但是这个消息能改变你的生命。
And of course, you have the option. You go, I don't want to believe this. It could have happened, but it doesn't matter. It still happened.
当然你不能回答说我才不相信呢，这个跟我没有什么任何关系。
And you can pretend for about 9 to 10 months that nothing's wrong.
Yeah, 你可以假装说没有任何事情发生。
And you know what? You're going to be in for a rude awakening.
当然你必须in waiting.
Rude awakening. Look at you.
Yeah, 你就会显起来很显起很鲁莽。
So this is news that's significant, that will matter.
这是一个非常有意义、重大意义的消息。
Okay, so first, I'll break it today into two points.
我今天会主要围绕两个重点来讲。
What happened that day?
那一天发生了什么事情
？And what does it mean for us today and for the future tomorrow?
那所发生的那件事情对我们今天的意义，以及甚至我们明天的意义。
Okay, so let's go to the first point. What happened that day?
我们来先看一下那一天发生了什么事情。
And here I get it. When I was not a Christian, okay, I was very skeptical.
当我还不是一个基督徒的时候，我必须跟你们承认，我对这件事情也非常怀疑。
We will always try to find ways to explain the impossible with possible facts.
我们通常会对一些不可思议的事情找一些可能解释的原因。
And I think we also have this problem where we'll look at the thing that happened in the past and go, no way, they're so primitive, they could not have really good information. That's why they recorded it incorrectly.
另外当在过去发生的一些事情的时候，我们找的另一个借口是说，那是很古远原始的事情，我们没有足够的信息来做判断。
But I want you today just to take a time to have a willingness to listen to what I have to share.
我今天建议大家就是能静下来听一听我所讲的事实的部分。
And the first thing I want to point out is that I think we often have a danger for this thing I call historical hubris.
我们有的时候必须要想一想，对一种历史的这种傲慢自大所带来的危险。
Yeah, historical hubris, basically, the word hubris means pride, confidence.
Hubris, 表明的是一种自高自大。
And so historical hubris is that we think that in the present day, we know what's best.
那这个历史的这种狂妄自大呢，讲的是说我们在今天我们知道好像过去发生的一切。
And I guarantee in 50 years, the you that then will say, you know what, I know what's best now, for sure.
如果就是在50年以后你会说回头说的时候，我知道当时发生的事，我对当时发生的事情我知道的最清楚。
Yeah, so when we read historical documents, we often go, oh, that those people are so primitive. They don't have modern technology, modern scholar methods. They don't have modern ways of doing things.
当你读一些历史的东西的时候，你就会感叹说，哎呀，当时的人他们过着一种太原始的情况。
And I can say a whole ton of things about this, okay? One of the cool facts I remember reading is there's a way that the Romans created roads, or they did some sort of like tech structures that even people like 500-600 years later, or even a couple thousand years later, I don't think they can still emulate how they do certain things.
I didn't get it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't worry. I mean, it's just basically that there's things that they've been doing that are far greater than anything we've done.
实际上你们不能假设说他们做的事情一定简单。实际上我刚才他讲了一个罗马人做的例子说，实际上他们做很可以做很复杂的事情。
Yeah, and here's another thing. I kind of want to show you how this document is so legitimate, or at least we consider historians consider it a pretty legitimate document. Okay, that first of all, it was written the Gospel of Matthew, this letter or the story of Jesus was written. This account of Jesus was written in the mid 50s, early 60s.
我想跟大家强调的是，它历史上的这种合理性、合法性。
This is probably within 20 to 30 years of Jesus' death.
这个马太福音大约是写于主后的五十年，差不多五十年代期间，是大约主升天以后的几十年之后。
And, you know, for some of us, when we saw something happen 10 years ago, and if someone brought it up today and made up stories about it, what could we do? We could say, no, that didn't happen. I remember it happened differently, right?
如果某个人到你面前说十年前发生的一件事情，然后你会说，我实际上记得那件事情是怎么发生的。
So the first thing is, it was written in the lifetime of the people that were witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
因为耶稣基督的复活实际上是发生在当时有很多还活着的见证人的时间。
It could have been refuted, but it's not refuted because people believed it was true that it happened.
这件事情完全可以被否认，但是他并没有否认，因为当时一些的见证人还活着。
And recently, I did like a little short Bible study, or short, not short study, but it was a study on the veracity or the truthfulness or the legitimacy of the Bible as a historical document.
我曾经做过一点这个研究，就是围绕这个圣经的它历史的这种合理性。
And a friend of ours brought up a good point. I didn't use Chinese documents, so I can't really match with Chinese documents, but in the Western side, European side,The Iliad is the next closest official, like considered historical document, right?
我一般不太用中文的文献。那我的朋友一次跟我介绍的英文的文献，用到了这个荷马史诗里的《伊利亚特》。
Yeah, that one is considered a historical document, and they've only found fragments or pieces of the 640 copies of it about.
但是我们现在能找到的大约只有六百份这个当时原始的这种。
But pieces of the Bible.Or the entirety of parts of letters and stories, or like things that are found, there's over 24,000 different references for the New Testament and the Old Testament.
相对于伊利亚特的不完整的差不多六百个这种古文稿以外，那圣经大约有一万两千件。
And even so even consider like among historians, they're like, wow, this document is very good for verifying things and looking at what has happened. And stuff.
所以对历史学家来讲那遗留下来的圣经的手稿，对于他们做研究是足够的好了。
And usually when we think about historical documents, a lot of them are written hundreds of years after the thing that happened.
很多历史的文稿可能你会想象这样一种情况，是在事件发生之后的几百年被写成的。
Okay, but the Iliad was written like 500 years after it happened.
那在五百年以后 yeah. 在事件发生的五百年以后，这个文稿被写成。
What I'm saying is Matthew was written within the lifetime of people that actually saw Jesus resurrect.
但是我们知道马太福音所写成的年代是在当时还很多亲眼见到耶稣基督复活的见证者还活着的时候。
So, that's just one thing. That's one thing to consider is our hubris, the danger that our pride gets involved into how we look at the historical truth.
所以我这个提醒就是说，我们有的时候有一种对历史的这种自傲感。
But I want you to take a moment to look at the text as well with me today. I purposely gave you a lot of text so we can look at it very quickly, okay? Verses 11 to 15 in Matthew 28.
我们现在一起来看一下马太福音的二十八章的十一节。
Basically, in that story, in verses 11 to 15, what happens?
在那个二十八章的十一节到十五节，什么事情发生了？
Matthew includes a story about how the guards found the empty tomb. They reported it, right? And what happened next? They try to cover it up.
Yeah, 马太在这里讲了一个什么样的故事呢？就是看守的兵们发现了空坟墓，然后他们报告了。然后他们想怎么杜撰一个故事，把这件事情掩盖过去。
And I, because today's limited, I don't want to take too much time. I want to just kind of go over it really fast. But I want to say is, why would you put a very sensible counter argument within your letter or your story that might contradict what you have to say?
因为我时间有限，我不会一节节经文去解释。但我让大家想一个问题，就这一段经文讲的故事。实际上是为我们带来一个似乎听起来合理的 反面的这种故事的可能性。你想没想过说，作为一个作者，他为什么要做这样的事情？
That's self-defeating. It's risky, right?
这是非常危险的事情，是一种自毁长城的事情。
But here's the thing. This counter-argument existed for a long time. It was there the whole time.
但是我们必须知道是说，这种讲法，这种反面的讲法已经存在了很长的时间。
For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul...He wrote this letter around mid-50s, early to mid-50s of 50 AD.
我们再来到这个格林多的前书的十五章，保罗在是这样说到的。
And what he wrote, there's a lot of verses on this, but I'm just going to go really quickly. I delivered to you as of first importance what I received.
我当日所领受的又传给你们。
And what he's basically saying is, what I'm telling you, I got it from somewhere else before.
他现在所强调的，保罗所强调的说，我今天讲给你们的，我是从别人那儿所领受的。
Where did he get it from?
那他是从哪儿领受的呢？
And we, if you look through the text, you see Paul was actually in Jerusalem early on in his Christian ministry. This is maybe the late 30s, early 40s AD.
就是在保罗的这个早期传道的时候，他主要是在耶路撒冷。
I think Galatians chapter 1 says it. I didn't quote it, but just letting you guys know where to look. And basically,What he says after this, in verse 12, is this.
他首先我这里面建议说，你去看一下加拉太书的第一章，我这边不会引用，就讲到保罗的这个传道的经历。
And、
这里我们接着看。
Yeah, and what here he says, a few verses down in verse 12, is this. If Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead?
那他接着在格林多前书十五章的十二节这么说，既传基督是从死里复活了。怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
So what this is saying here is that there is a story going around that people believe there's no resurrection of the dead, which obviously a lot of people don't believe that too, right?
那这段经文所建议的是说，在当时那个时候有一个故事似乎在流传，也就是说耶稣基督复活的事情不是真的。
So this is happening before Matthew wrote his account of Jesus.
那这段的这个保罗的这段书信实际上是在这个。马太福音写成之前所写成的。
Okay, did I lose you guys with that timeline chronological jumping?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
时间上，我希望大家还能跟得上。
And the question you have to ask yourself is, why would the Jews, the Jewish people at that time, feel the need to circulate a story about Jesus' body being stolen by the disciples?
所以我想问大家的一个问题是说，犹太人他有一种什么样的需要，在那样的时刻，他们一起来传讲这样一个故事，说耶稣基督的这个身体被偷走。
Why would you insist on a counter story for no reason?
他们为什么要坚持一种似乎跟复活相反的这样一种
？Because there's two different stories going on. Do you see that?
因为有两种不同的这个故事在传说。
Okay, briefly, I'm just going to show you. Justin Martyr, he talks about this counter story, right?
尤士丁一个殉难者，他讲过这个故事的反面的。相反的故事。
And the other one, these are all like in the 200s. So this is after the fact. People are still spreading this fact. Keep going.
这样的写作都是发生在主后大约200年左右。
Okay, the latter half, you don't have to worry, that's weird. But it says, this is who his disciples secretly stole away, that it might be said he had risen again. They're still passing on that same counter story.
所以尤士丁当时在他的写作中这样写到，他的门徒们在夜间从坟墓偷走了他，他从就是在他从十字架解开并安放在那个地方，而现在他们声称他已从死里复活并升天了，以欺骗人们。
So there's a lot of stories, counter stories showing up. It's going everywhere.
所以有似乎有带来相反结论的这样的故事在当时流传。
Yeah, by the way, I don't understand what the latter half of that is about. I just want to say I just posted it because it's part of the whole sentence. But okay, anyways, so that's one big thing. There is something happened there.That they would need to continue to pass the story on. These people that were alive were saying, hey, where's Jesus' body? Something happened. I saw Jesus alive after he was crucified. And there's this counter story floating.
所以大家在记住说，当时在有跟这个耶稣基督复活完全相反的故事在流传的时候，人们一定去思考说，在历史上实际发生了什么事情，比如说他的被钉死以及他的这个尸首的不见。
But here, I'm going to give you a few more reasons why I feel very strongly about the resurrection.
那现在我给你我给大家一些我相信耶稣基督复活的很重要的原因。
When you guys read the text, you're like, oh, women saw Jesus first. Oh, that's cool, right? That's cool. God brought up women in the text.
你读马太福音的时候，你意识到的第一个事实是说，啊，首先是几个妇人们发现了耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
All four accounts mention women, either one or a few, because they're not, you know, that's different versions of it.
啊，尽管有不同的版本，但是至少是一个或几个妇人看到了。
It's similar enough that we know that the documents were not collaborated, but it's different enough.That we know that there's some accuracy because people see things differently and remember different things.
那这也说明说，虽然在小细节上好像不是那么一致，但是呢，对于历史的事实，这证明恰恰证明它是一个历史的事实。
But the key thing I want you to notice is that they used women eyewitnesses first.
但是重要的一点是说，他们为什么使用了妇人来作为见证人
？And what I want you to see is in historical documents at that time, culturally, women were not allowed.As testimony, their testimony is not considered valued.
从历史的文献可以看到，在当时的历史时代，妇人们是不能作为见证人的。
So this Jewish, this Roman historian Josephus, he wrote this. And then the next one is from the Talmud, which is from the Jewish documents. They also say the same thing.
从犹太人的历史书塔木德，或者是说从Josephus 他写的这个犹太人的这个历史。都能看到关于这个妇人做见证的事情。
So women were not, I don't agree with this view, okay? Don't be on this one. But women were not considered credible witnesses because their intellect, their moral values were considered deficient.
虽然我不认可这种讲法，但是在当时历史的背景下，妇人的见证们是不被法律上取证的，因为认为他们在道德上和价值观上更低下。
So another factor is why would you?Like, risk people not taking your story seriously by using women as credible witnesses.
So, 如果你是在编造一个故事的话，你想为什么要编造妇人们做见证者？因为这个会把你故事的可信性降低。
And I think that's what makes the story even more powerful is that they were unafraid to propagate a story that had so many distinctive flaws in it.
所以，恰恰是从历史学家的研究们来看来说。虽然看起来似乎这种记载有瑕疵，但是它恰恰是在对历史事实的记述上是非常有利的。
And I was thinking about this. Also, I think one thing fascinating, if you read verse 17 of chapter 28 in Matthew, it says, when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And right before this, the ladies, when they're touching Jesus, they're touching his feet, okay? Jesus was letting them...
你再次看马太福音的经节的话，来到28:17，那里面讲到说，这些妇人们就拜他，抱着他的脚。
And what I'm saying is this: they touched Jesus, they saw his wounds, yet they were still able to doubt.
也就是这里说到说，他们就拜他，也看到他的这个伤口，但是他们仍然有疑惑。
And I think this is a truth about even us, that we as Christians profess, some of us are even baptized, we still carry some doubts about God and about Jesus Christ.
这也实际上讲的是我们基督徒的一种境况，就是说我们虽然有这个信仰，但是我们常常在生活中也怀疑跟神或者耶稣基督的事情。
So what the first thing I say is it's okay to doubt. Doubt is understandable.
Yeah, 我先首先说，有疑惑是一件可以理解的事情。
But at the same time, what I want you to see is that the leaders, these are the people sharing the gospel, they make themselves look very bad here.
但是我想强调的是说，不要忘记说，在这边写这些福音书或福音书提到的人，他们都是当时教会的领袖。
Because
当他们表现出这种疑惑的时候，是非常不好的事情。
Because these apostles here, these disciples, these were the ones.Who are now the leaders? They're the preachers. They're the pastors. They're the people that are in charge of the church. Yet they look ridiculous here.
Yeah, 因为他们是使徒们，他们是教会的领袖们，但是他们在经文所记载的中看到，他们看起来是这么怪怪的。
And here's it brings me to my last point. This is a very well, not my last. This is my last point. Yeah, it's my last point for this section.
对于这一部分，我的最后一点。
Despite all these negative things going against the gospel.
就暂时的放下这个所有跟福音有关的这种消极的负面的消息。
Jesus' church, Jesus' disciples kept growing.
主耶稣因主耶稣的名所建立的教会，那他的门徒们一直是在发展壮大。
they're willing to go and profess the faith, even at greatest cost of persecution, of suffering, of losing everything, to testify of Jesus.
他们愿意付上, 很大的代价, 失掉所有的财物, 甚至他们的生命, 就是为了传耶稣基督的福音。
You gotta understand, these Jewish people, they're not like dumb people. Okay, they're not educated, not educated, some of them, but they're not dumb people.
我们想看到一下，就是说， 这些犹太人虽然可能他的文化教育程度并不高， 但他们并不是那些， 仅仅有愚拙头脑的人。
The Jewish people believed in resurrection, that it would happen one day.
因为犹太人相信 的这个复活会在有一天发生,
but they didn't think it would happen like Jesus, a human being would like just come straight up and just change and resurrect all of a sudden.
但他们无法接受的是说, 耶稣基督作为一个人来成就了复活这样的事情。
They're not like us. They don't believe in zombies, okay?
Yeah, 他不像我们这个, 不太相信这些, 这个僵尸的事情。
Or Walking Dead, I was remember Walking Dead. The jumps is fine, that's good.
或者像那个游戏行尸走肉。
That's so good. they would have been very skeptical, okay?
他们会非常, 就是有疑问的,
Here's another thing. This is the thing I always read. There was a lot of false teachers and messiahs coming up at that time.
因为在那个时候有许多关于弥赛亚的非常错误的教导。
You gotta say it. There's always false teachers everywhere.
我们说在任何的地方都会有这种, 虚假的这种, 教导。
Yeah, after they're killed, it stops. Basically, the whole movement dies.
但是当任何一个运动他所关注的这个核心人物, 就去世了以后呢, 那这样的故事或者这样的传言就会这个消失了。Yet,
if you look at the Christian faith, it kept growing. It got bigger, bigger and bigger and bigger until it got to Rome, and then it spread everywhere.
但是你看这个基督教的这种信仰的话, 逐渐的在扩展，而且到了罗马的时代是传遍了全地。And
it wasn't like they were like, oh yeah, I'm going to tell you about it, and you just believe it. Oh yeah, it's so good, amazing, and I would believe too. It's not the way it worked.
也并不是说谁跟你讲说我就信了，这并不是采取这样的方法来工作的。They
were genuinely transformed. They were loving people compassionately. They were showing grace. They were willing to die for others, to bear injustice.
因为当时的基督徒所表现出来的是不但有爱，有同情心，而且他愿意牺牲自己的生命。Nobody
else would do that for someone if they didn't believe it was true. Right?
我们想象一下，如果你不相信，你没有这样的信仰，相信它是真的话，你为什么要做这样的事情呢？
So there's a ton of other factors, but this is, I feel, these are a lot of the major ones that you have to reflect on when you think about the resurrection.
虽然有许多其他的解释和原因，但是这是几点非常重要的，我提出来，希望大家思考。
But I want to encourage you with something comforting to close the rest of the day.
我另外想在结束的时候，再讲一下可能会让你们感到相对更舒服的一些事情。
Okay, so what does that mean for you and me today?
那这件耶稣基督复活的事情对你和我来说意味着什么？
What does it mean for us for the future?
不但对今天的意义，以及对我们明天的意义。
What does the resurrection have to do with you and I?
耶稣基督的复活和你和我有什么样的关联？
And I want to say this first of all. I didn't get this myself. I got it from, I was listening to some sermons and I got this illustration and it was just so good. It's not part of the sermon, but I never read it this way until recently, but if you read the whole Matthew 28, okay, you get to the very end, Jesus says these words. At the very end of his great commission, he ends with a promise, a beautiful promise. This is my favorite verses in the Bible.
我以前也读过很多围绕这篇讲到的这个资料，我以前也没太意识到，直到最近我突然感到，这个马太福音的二十这个八章，当你读到最后的结尾的时候，你才看到
耶稣基督给我们基督徒的一个这么大的应许。What he says is this, Behold, I am with you all, the second person plural, so I'm with you all always to the end of time.
这里面讲到说,看哪,我会与你们同在直到世界的末了。What
is this about?
这意味着是什么呢?
He says this, that all these Okay, I totally lost my train of thought, but basically says, I will always be there with you. All the divisions of this creation, of this world that have divided you and me, even to death, even death no longer separates me from you.
因为耶稣基督强调，我与你们同在，不管是你在生的时候，甚至在你死的时候。
Not just death, your sin no longer separates you from God.
除了死亡以外，你的罪已经不再会使你与神所隔离。
I am the tangible answer to the problem of evil.
他说，我对罪恶有一个最终的答案。
See, everything is born on me, it dies with me.
任何事情，生与这个生而来与我与就跟我一在，在我死去的时候也与我同走。
But life also starts with me.
那生命也与我从我这开始。
And I put up Ephesians, and I don't have time really to go over it, so we'll just cover it real quickly. But I want to notice this one verse in the next part. I think it's the next one.
我下面引用一段这个以弗所书，这个。
Yeah, basically what he's saying is.Because you're in Christ Jesus, you become of like heart, like mind through the Spirit. You share commonality with God by the Spirit through Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在耶稣基督里借着他的血已得到亲近，因为他使我们和睦，将两下合为一。
And so, I always say that the same thing is like, when we are, He's with us everywhere. He is with us everywhere because the Holy Spirit is with us, guiding us always.
不管我们在哪儿，那圣灵都与我们同在。
But he's not just with us everywhere we go, forever in history, right? He's also with us in all that we do.
就从历史的角度来看，不管我们做了什么，或者我们去到哪儿，那他一直都在引导我们。
He says, "When you guys go to make disciples, I'm there with you."
当你去外面传福音，来使万国成为我的门徒的时候，我与你们同在。
When we baptize people in Christ in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we do it with Him there by the Spirit.
当我们借着父、子和圣灵的名为人受洗的时候，我与你们同在。
Through the teaching of the truths from Jesus, the Spirit moves into your hearts.
说当你教导圣经中主所讲的话语的时候，圣灵就来感动你。
By the Spirit, you get this conviction to live your life differently, to live it better, to live it in the Lord, glorifying Him.
因为圣灵的工作，你有这种委身，你愿意终身来在圣工上有份。
Okay. So I just thought of this, but it's like coffee, right? He adds such flavor to the coffee, like sugar. You know, you sprinkle sugar. Sugar doesn't just sit there; it literally like melts into the coffee. It enhances the flavor.
就像你喝咖啡，你要往里加糖或加其他的东西啊，
it's like,
因为它使咖啡的味道更好。
It's like the greatest sugar ever. Greatest sugar ever.
它是整个这个是这个树根里面糖里面最好的这个糖。
That's not a perfect illustration. I didn't think of it that long, but just letting you guys think of it right now.
这并不可能是最佳的这个比喻，但是我希望你们在这个例子里面去更多的思考。
And here's the thing. He's with us as a family, as a church.
他与我们同在是在一个教会里面，在一个大家庭里面。
That's why we call each other brothers and sisters.
所以我们互相称为兄弟和姊妹。
Because we are all sons and daughters.Of the Father,
因为我们是神的儿女
and I think that's so beautiful because outside the world, hopefully we're not like this, but we are often. But when we're together in Christ, we always have a common place to disagree and agree about things in Christ.
我们在基督里合一，尽管我们在外部世界的时候，我们有的时候会有一些不同的意见。
It's life-giving to be in a community with other brothers and sisters.
但是我们在因着基督的合一，我们在灵里有共同的生命。
We can disagree about things in the world, disagree about topics.
Yeah, 我们可以因为世界上的一些事情或者话题而
不同意。Yeah, we can agree in love through Christ.
但是我们会在因主的爱而有合一。
We can confess all of our sins to those around us in our community.
我们可以对我们周边的人来告白，我们是罪人。
Yeah, we can find.Encouraging reconciliation in Christ together.
但是我们可以互相鼓励，来借着耶稣基督与神和好。
You see, God is with us even in how we grow together as a family, organically as a body, as a community. We learn to love each other more, to be more open, to be more truthful. We all want that. You know, I want that. I want to be able to open up and tell you guys, I need help, I need prayer, because this world doesn't offer that ever.
Yeah, 我们在神的大家庭里，我们可以互相彼此坦诚。互相支持我有问题的时候，我也可以就是坦诚。所以我非常希望 就是生活在这样一个神的爱的有神的爱的大家庭里面。
But my favorite part is this quote from C.S. Lewis. Let me give it to you guys real quick. I'll read it to you in a second, but I want to explain what's going on. So C.S. Lewis writes, he is part of a group of people called the Inklings. They're like a group of really famous English writers. They're all friends, like J.R.R. Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, right? C.S. Lewis, Charles Williams, and a few others. And when they got together, they would just have fun. They would read each other's manuscripts. They would talk about faith. They're just good friends, a family.
我想引用一段 C.S. 鲁伊士所说的话，但是给大家一点背景。他是有一些非常好的，都是大的文学家啊，实际上被称为剑桥七杰。像比如托尔金，像这个查尔斯·威廉姆斯，他们经常不但写作，而且在一起有很好的交通。
What happened was one of them died.
那什么发生了呢？是其中他一个非常好的朋友。去世了。
It's C.S. Lewis wrote this about what happened when they realized that one person dies, it changes everything.
所以路易这个鲁伊士在这所写到的是说，当他一个非常好的朋友去世的时候，这件事情怎么改变了他的生活
？He says, "You want to, you 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 翻译吧，这句话吧。
我 try, I'll try.
Or why don't you just 翻译 directly 现在 ？People that read English, you can just read it.
就是大概是这样意思啊。翻译这个文学家的不敢那、这个，就是他讲说。就是在每一个我的朋友里面，他所拥有的一些东西，是别的这个别的朋友只能带来其中的一部分，对我自己来说呢，我并没有大到足够啊，能叫我自己是一个全人，然后呢，我想，我需要从其他人那里得到许多他们闪亮的地方，来得以使他的各个部分表现出来。现在呢，查尔斯·威廉姆斯已经过世了，我将永远不会见到这个托尔金罗纳德·托尔金对卡罗琳的笑话的一个直接的反应。我必须说，在查尔斯不在的时候，我实际上有更多的罗纳尔德在我自己当中。同时，我必须说，我跟罗纳尔德相比，我实际上有太多少于他的。
You see, what C.S. Lewis says here is.Because of all of you here, as we experience community as a family, we see more of God. We experience more of God because there are more different aspects of how God works in each of you that I don't see if I don't get to see you all together too.
所以我们生活在神的一个大家庭里面，因为我们彼此相爱扶持，我们通过看到别人他们各自的这种长处，我们才看更好的来认识神的恩典。
Do you see how life-giving community is? The body is.
所以我们就来理解说，神的这个家作为一个肢体。
This last one is, He is with us always to the end of the age.
Yeah, 他就与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Do you realize what that means? That means that one day, at the end of your life, at the end of this world, okay, He will be there too.
就我想让大家意识到，就是说，当这个世界来到他的。这个终局的时候，或者说你生命来到它的结局的时候，它仍然与你同在。
A lot of religions, a lot of faiths will profess to say, you know what, we have really good teaching. Some do have pretty interesting things. But when we talk about Jesus Christ, we do not talk about him as someone that has died and doesn't return. He has. He's alive.
我们经常会谈到一些非常伟大的这个学者，当然他们会即使过世以后，他们的著作也对我们有影响。当我们讲到耶稣基督的时候，我们从来不会讲说他是一个已经死去的人，因为他的这个影响就是时时刻刻的存在。
Because at the end of everything, he will be there.
因为当一切的世界的结局来临的时候，他就在那里。
Okay, do I have another quote? Can you go to the next one?That's it? Oh, okay, it's good. Okay. I have this really good quote. I just didn't include it because of the time, okay? But I'll explain it to you guys.
我还有许多其他的这个引证，但是因为时间的关系，我可能就不再说了。
See, when you look at other faiths, I think there's always a hopeful ending, a good ending to a story.
当你看到这个别人的这个一些各方面的长处的时候，你要想到说，每一个故事的结尾经常会有一个非常令人高兴的这样的一个结局。
But I think the best part about this promise here is what he's saying, what Jesus is saying is, this story, it ends so good. It's the best ending ever.
Yeah, 那我们真正基督徒最大的盼望和应许就是耶稣基督告诉我们说我们所在我们的生命中所活出的这样一个故事有这样一个非常美好的结局。
When we watch movies, we love great endings to stories, right?
当我们看电影的时候我们常常会非常关注这个电影来到一个非常美好的结局。
If a story doesn't have a good ending, we're very unsatisfied.
Yeah, 如果这个电影的结局不好的话,你会觉得很失望。
It's like Hobbit 2 or like Lord of the Rings 2. It's like, what's going on, dude? The story keeps going, it just needs to keep finish.
Yeah, 我们想到一些电影,它的结局,我觉得很失落。
But see, a happy ending is not a fairy tale.
但是我们必须说,一个电影的美好的结局并不是一个童话故事。
And I know that in this world, this day, because of life, because of the pressures of life, because of the imperfections of those around you, you probably don't feel that way. You're like, you know what, life? It might be okay, but it's not perfect.
在我们生活中我们可能会有这样的体验说虽然我们在每日的生活中都有这样的不如意你会说提醒自己说好像我们的生命不需要总是完美的。
And you know what, you're like, you know what? If it just ends well, I'll be okay with it.
但是你会说 尽管我们的生活现在的生活有不如意和不完美，但是如果它的结局是好的话，我是可以接受的。
But my encouragement to you today, my challenge to you is to see that Jesus, what Jesus says here is, your story can and it will end beautifully, wonderfully.
但是我想强调的是说，耶稣基督通过这段经文告诉我们的说，你人生的故事的这个结局一定是美妙的。
You know those movies you watch that when you watch it at the end or the story when you read the end of the book and you get to that point. And it just makes you so happy. It catches your breath. You're like, wow, what an ending. 好棒,好棒, right? You know that feeling? Have you ever read a book or watched a movie and you said, that was the best experience ever, right? Have you ever had that?
我问你就说,大家曾经有过这样的经历吗? 当你看一个很好的电影或读一本很好的书,来到这个故事的结局的时候, 你突然屏住呼吸,深深地感叹说,啊,太美妙了。
That's a glimpse of what Jesus desires for you.
那只是耶稣基督所想为你成就的，你所能看到的一瞥。
That starts kind of with his resurrection. It shows you that he has overcome death.
所有这一切都起于他的复活，向你显明他可以战胜死亡。
And I've shared this before, but man, you know, we try to live our lives writing a really good story, but we always fail, right?
我以前可能在分享中讲过这个，我们都试图。 活这样一种生活，觉得说这个我们的生活就是一个很好的故事。
We try so hard to write a perfect story, but it always fails. It never works.
所以我们就想让我们的生活写成一个美好的故事，但是我们会经常失败。
What Jesus Christ does, what God has done through Jesus Christ, it tells us that your story ending, you don't have to try so hard anymore. I have written the perfect ending to your story. When you believe in me and you follow me, this is the end of the story. It's this perfect.
所以我们的主，我们的上帝借着主耶稣基督来提醒我们说，你不必太担心你怎么来书写你人生的这个故事，因为耶稣基督已经给我们了一个应许，这个结局是非常美妙的。It
will always end beautifully.
而且是永远的，是一个美好的结局。
I'll read you the J.R. Tolkien quote. He wrote about fairy tales. Because I think that's a really good way to kind of describe it. You'll just translate, I'll just give you a sentence at a time. Okay. It is the mark of a good fairy story.
我在引用这个托尔金的一段。
At the very end right here.
Yeah, 托尔金的一段来作为我的结束。就是说这是一个关于童话故事非常好的一个标准。
Of the higher or more complete kind. Oh, just finish the whole one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me start over. It is the mark of a good fairy story, of the purest kind, the top kind, that however wild the story goes, however fantastic or terrible the adventures, it can give to a child or a man that hears it. When the turn comes, that turn, a catch of the breath, a beat and lifting of the heart, near to or indeed accompanied by tears, as keen as that given by any form of literary art, and having a very unique, peculiar quality.
这是一个很好的有关童话故事的一个标准，小高级的或较完整的那种。但是那狂野的事件或者梦幻般的或可怕的冒险，它可以给儿童也好或者成人也好所听到它的。当那种扭转或者转变来到的时候，你会觉得你要屏住你的呼吸，心脏的跳动和提升，你的眼泪接近就要夺眶而出。 因为热衷于作为任何形式的文学艺术的给出，并具有它独特的品质。
It's so when I look at today's text.
啊，我再次来看到我们今天的经文的时候。
What was it all about? What happened that day? I hope you guys can have some new things to think about.
啊，真正它的整个的关键就是那一天发生了什么事情。我希望大家有很好的理解。
And I hope that as you think about Jesus always be with you.
如果你想到说耶稣基督会永远与你同在。
And I was reading this passage, verses 5 through 7, recently. And it's like a table of contents to today's passage.
我当最近再次读这个经文的第五节到第七节的时候。
And I'm going to read it to you again, and I want you to hear it, because it does kind of break away to kind of what God has planned for us.
我想读给大家，让大家再次的思考说神在我们生命中的计划。
He says, the angel says to the women, don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified.
天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He is not here, for he has risen.
他不在这里了，照他所说的已经复活了。
As he said he would do.
就像他照他所说的他已经复活了。
Come see the place where he lay.
你们来看安放主的地方。
And then I want you to go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead.
快去告诉他的门徒说他从死里复活了。
And behold, he is going before you to Galilee, that you will see him.
看啊，我已经告诉你们，并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。
And I love this thing, because when you look at this little passage here, he's not here, for he has risen. That happened in the past, right?
这里面强调说他已经不在这儿了。他已经复活了，因为强调的是过去发生的。
It's news that happened, and you can't ignore it because it happened, right? And it should change your life.
因为这里强调的是说事情已经发生了，而且它应该改变你的生命。
What are you supposed to do today?
那你今天对你今天来讲有什么意义呢
？In the present, what are you supposed to do?
那你应该做些什么呢？在今天，活在当下。
Go quickly, tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead.
去告诉他的门徒，他已经从死里复活了。
That's what you need to do. Go and tell others about it.
这就是你今天所需要做的。出去，去告诉所有的人，他复活了。
And how about in the future? What's going to happen in the future?
那对你的未来有什么影响呢
？He says he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him.
这里面说到说他已经在你先去加利利了，你要在那里要见他。
And I always feel like Jesus is here.I'm going before you too. I'm not just waiting for you here. I'm going to be there when you get there. I'll be there with you.
我就想象说，耶稣基督在对我说，我不仅仅在这儿等你，我是在你去到什么地方以前，去到那里去见你。
Your story, our story is meant to end very well.
你的故事，我们的故事都会有一个美妙的结局。
It's supposed to end joyfully.
而且是以一个非常令人高兴的结局。
And what I want to encourage you to see today is that the gospel and what happens through Jesus Christ's resurrection tells us is this.
我今天想大家思考的就是这样一个福音，是借着耶稣基督复活带来的福音。
Because there is a joyful, wonderful, happy end to the story of our lives.
在我们的生命中一定有一个美妙的、令人极度高兴的这样一个生命的结局。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because Jesus says these words.
因为耶稣基督是这样告诉我们的。
For I am with you all, always to the end of the age.
因为说我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you again for this.